Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moeb community. Grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the big blue marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. And, you know, a client of mine reached out a while back because they were told by a big-time network marketer, you don't need focus, you just need vision. What a load of crap. I was kind of surprising, too, coming from this person, because this is kind of one of these, you know, gurus that everybody looks up to. You don't need focus, you just need vision. First and foremost, it's very hard to have vision without focus. Number two, if you don't have focus, you can take yourself right off a cliff. If all you have is vision, then it's very hard to stay grounded. Oh, my vision is to be successful. My vision is to make an impact. My vision is to make a difference in the world. But listen, if you don't have any focus, you're never going to achieve your vision. Focus without vision can take you right off the cliff, my friends. Remember that. One of the biggest killers to focus, by the way, is confusion. You know, the thing about focus is I train this, I teach this all the time, so it's something that's near and dear and something that I'm really passionate about. I'm going to be talking about it on my webinar tonight at 6 p.m., but the thing that's crazy about it is a confused mind will absolutely derail success. So the opposite of focus is confusion. Confusion kills focus, but focus can crush confusion. If you can get focused, then you will annihilate confusion altogether. And why is this important? It's important not just for you, but it's important for your clients, your customers, your audiences. If you confuse them, they're not going to buy from you because a confused mind doesn't buy. If you confuse them or if you get confused yourself, then you will start to stagnate because confusion doesn't progress. Recently, I discovered that there was some confusion between me and one of my corporate clients. And so I sought to resolve it. I reached out to the person. I said, listen, you know, let's clear this up. Let's sit down and talk about it. And it was interesting. After a little time, didn't take much, we both came to an understanding and realized, wow, we were way off course here. And this is how we're going to adjust. I thought I'd share with you a little bit about how to clear up confusion. Now, this can apply for yourself if you're confused about anything in business. If you say, man, I just don't know where to start, or I don't know how to get myself back on track. Or maybe somebody reaches out to you and they say, hey, I'm confused. I don't know how to get going. You know, life's turned upside down. I'm trying to find solutions. Can you help me? Here is how you can help them. The idea behind confusion is really understanding, right? The idea behind combating confusion is to develop better understanding. If we understand things better, then the confusion tends to vaporize. So the first thing we have to do is identify where we're confused. If you can identify the source of the confusion, if you can understand kind of what you're avoiding, what are you procrastinating on, what are you saying no to that you should be saying yes to, if we can take a look at those little dark corners, those recesses of the mind, and ask ourselves, where is this confusion rooted in, pretty soon we can say that's the source. Sometimes the confusion is, I don't know where to start. Okay, great, but what does that mean? Well, it means that if I just knew the first few steps, then I could get moving. I could start creating that momentum that we were talking about yesterday, right? That's why it's so important to ask yourself, what is it we're avoiding? Are we avoiding starting? Are we avoiding finishing? Two completely different strategies. If we're avoiding getting going, then let's clear up the confusion as to what it means to get going. What are the steps you need to take? What are the resources you have to have? What are the questions you need answered? Get those solved, and the confusion will go away. Now, maybe it means finishing. Maybe we started something. We had all that momentum in the very beginning. We were stoked about it, excited about it, and we thought, oh, man, it's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. But then, once we got going, we realized how difficult it was, how challenging it was going to be, and, oh, man, all of a sudden it feels like so much work that we just don't want to get back up and finish it. Okay, great. At least now we've resolved some of that confusion. Let's get clear on what we need, clear up the confusion so that we can finish the job and accomplish the mission. So the first step to clearing up confusion is to identify what it is. Identify what we're avoiding. Identify what we're procrastinating on, perhaps. And identify what we're saying no to or what we should be saying yes to. The next part is to face it head on. Now listen, this is probably the single most challenging part, my friends, but I got to tell you, the one thing that kills procrastination, that kills overwhelm, that kills fear, the one thing that kills confusion is taking action. If we face what we're procrastinating on head on, if we avoid it and say, oh, well, we hope it goes away, then it's always going to be there. But if we face it head on, it will literally succumb to us. What areas for you are most confusing in your business? Is it a marketing question? Is it a sales question? Is it a how the business is structured? Attack that confusion head on. Do the hard work. I know sometimes it's not fun. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. It might even be a little bit scary and frightening. Guess what? Welcome to the real world. Welcome to entrepreneurship. That's how it's going to be a lot of the time. If we are willing to face that head on and take it on full force, then we can clear up that confusion. And I will tell you this, it will feel absolutely amazing when you do. When you blast through that confusion, when you move past that point where you're stagnated, you're frustrated, you don't know where to go next, if we face it head on and crush that confusion face first, it will feel amazing. Next, we got to separate the emotion from the facts. Now, I got to be honest with you. I think this is one of the most important aspects to entrepreneurship anyway. We got to act kind of like a detective. We take the emotion out of it. Okay, so we just say, what are the facts? Just like a detective would. We pull aside and we say, okay, what is the truth? Let's find the truth via the facts. Because your feelings are false. How you feel about something is complete. It's a complete falsehood. You might be tired right now, but guess what? That's not the reality of the situation. The reality of the situation is you could push through that fatigue. You might feel frightened, but guess what? It's false, because the reality of the situation is you can push through that fear by taking the action. You might be frustrated. You might be let down. You might be disappointed. You might be one of these people that says, hey, man, they told me it was going to be one way, and it's nothing like that. You could be completely pissed off and disappointed. But again, those feelings are false. They're crushing your results. A better way to proceed is this: to put the emotions aside, reverse engineer it, act like a detective, and seek the truth. Substantiate and communicate what you learn. If you can substantiate the facts, substantiate the truth, and then communicate it to the rest of the world, not only will you be a solution provider and an answer, a person that gives answers, but you will also be the leader that people follow. That's the big difference, my friends. It's not just about showing up and pushing a button and hoping for the big money to hit. It's about working hard. It's about creating solutions for people who are confused. Being the confusion destroyer by being the solution provider. Next, we got to move on. You see, once you've resolved the issue, solidify it and then move on. You see, forward progress comes from learning from the past, not from living in it. We can learn from our past mistakes. We can learn from our past failures, if we want to call it that. We can learn from the transgressions of others. But if we sit and dwell on those, if we allow them to become part of our identity, then they pretty soon become an anchor that holds us back, drags us down. I ask you this: would you rather be dragged down, or would you rather float to the top? Would you rather be stuck in neutral, or would you rather be in top gear, going as fast as you can, moving down that highway of success? My guess is that you're probably here to make great progress. You're here to do big things with your business. If you're confused, that confusion is going to be holding you back, just like that anchor I was talking about. If you've made mistakes in the past, instead of dwelling on them and staying stuck in the past, it's time to unlock yourself from that and move forward. Break free of the confusion by, number one, identifying where you're confused, what you're avoiding, and what you're saying no to, or maybe what you should be saying yes to, but you're not sure how to. Get clear on where your areas of confusion are. Next is to face that confusion head on. Once you've identified it, now it's time to attack it. Now it's time to address it. Now it's time to take it down. But more importantly, we have to be able to do it from a place of poise, a place of professionalism, a place of pragmatism, to be able to step back and say, I'm going to take the emotions, I'm going to separate the facts, I'm going to get to the truth, and I'm going to do this like a detective. I'm going to get to the core truth of what this is all about. I'm going to understand it. And once I've substantiated it, I'm going to communicate it to other people. I'm going to share my findings. I'm going to share my knowledge. I'm going to share my wisdom with other people and help pull them with me to the next level of success. And remember, no matter how many mistakes you've made in the past, no matter how challenged you've been, no matter how far you think you should have been by now, no matter how confused you've been and now you've seen the light, don't dwell on the past. Use the past as an education. Use the past as a lever to pole vault you over that next abyss of confusion. Once you've resolved the issue, solidify it and move on, my friends. Because forward progress comes from this whole process of learning as we go. It's not about being right. It's not about being perfect. It's not about not making mistakes. In fact, it's about learning from mistakes. It's about having the courage to step forth and say, I can do this. It's about admitting when we're confused, finding the solution, or I should say finding the genesis of that confusion, breaking through that confusion by taking action and facing it and moving forward. When you do this, you make an impact, not just in your own bank account, not just in your own life, but in the lives of the people you're here to lead. And that, my friends, is a powerful gift to give to the world. So start clearing up that confusion for yourself and helping others to do it for themselves, and you will rise to the top and surpass your wildest dreams in your business. Clear up that confusion, face it head on, separate your emotions from your facts, and move forward. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.